Hey everybody, welcome to the Choose Happy Podcast. I'm your host, Nazi Javid. With me today is my husband, Mr. Edward Wilson. We are on a road trip and we're taking you with us. Let's roll. How you doing, Wilson?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
You know how I'm doing. What the heck?
I know. You're right. We've been in the car for a few minutes together.
Yeah, so we're headed to Sacramento. We're going to see my grandmother. We've got Barbie on his lap. And give folks a picture of this little dog.
She just likes to be with us, so she's good. She doesn't care what we're doing or where we're going as long as she's with us. So she's relaxing right now, and we're just hitting the road.
Yeah, this dog has been with us on the airplane multiple times. She's been traveling with us out of state. She's been on road trips up and down the state. She is just a little travel dog. So we call her the road dog. Anyway, we're passing the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Thank you, veterans, for your service. Appreciate you. Preston and I did a TikTok yesterday wearing red because we wear red on Red Fridays. You know why?
I don't. What's Red Friday?
Red Friday is Remember Everyone Deployed.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Yeah, so we wear red on Fridays to, in a very tiny, small gesture, let the folks know who are deployed overseas that we appreciate them and that are deployed anywhere being of service to us, that we appreciate our freedoms and that we're thinking of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's very important to us.
Very, very important.
So how about this beautiful day? Oh my gosh, the sun is out, the clouds are out, it's blue skies, and the sun is peeking through these beautiful poofy... What kind of clouds are those, Wilson, you think?
I have no idea, but Preston would know. I don't know.
Preston, if you're listening, I think they're cumulus. I'm not sure.
I have no idea, but they're beautiful. I agree.
Yeah, Preston's been such a joy to have on the morning show. If you don't know Preston Dunyan, he is our newest First Alert forecaster. He's just moved to Daybreak full-time with us. So I'm the morning news anchor of the Daybreak morning show on KRCR-TV out of Reading. And we air 5 to 7 a.m. Pacific time. And he is now my counterpart. And we have so much fun together. Don't you love Preston?
He's a good kid. Very, very good. He's young and energetic and a lot more very engaging with you, which is funny. Like, he does good.
Yeah.
Matches your energy for sure.
Yeah, we definitely miss Mike, but we're super grateful to have Preston on the team.
Definitely. I miss Mike a lot. Definitely miss seeing him. But like I said, Preston's doing a good job of stepping in and really taking that role, which is difficult to fill.
Yeah, he had big shoes to fill, and man, he's delivering, and he's so fun. And the best part I love about our day is after we get through, because it's a marathon, you know, we're up at 12:30, we start work, we're rolling through the morning, and from 2 to 5, it's like marathon mode, trying to get the show ready. He's getting his graphics ready, we're getting the news ready, and then it's go time. And from 5 to 7, we are just in a marathon. You know, you get a little break, a minute here, a minute there, but it's a fast-paced morning show. And then when we get out, we have another hour where we're doing cut-ins for Good Morning America. And after that, we get to breathe, and then we do a little TikTok.
That's right.
Have you been looking at
it? I've been watching him. Yeah, you guys are funny. Mostly on Preston's shoes, though, right? His matching shoes to every tie he owns and for his suits.
Yeah. This guy owns a pair of shoes in every single color, no matter what. So we coordinate our outfits every day. We'll send each other a message to kind of pick what we're going to wear for the day. And so, shockingly, the guy has shoes in every color. What are your favorite ones that he's worn so far?
I think he had some ones that were like kind of like a blue and gold, or maybe a blue and yellow ones.
Yeah, they were like a bright yellow.
Yeah, very, very bright, but very cool. I like them.
Like a honey yellow. Like, it was beautiful. And I said they matched the sunshine in his forecast.
Right.
So we are on I-5, what direction, south?
We're southbound.
We're I-5 south. I don't know if you know, but I have no sense of direction.
I'm aware.
I was talking to the listeners.
Oh, sorry.
I was talking to the listeners.
I'm sure. Okay.
Our friends at home. By the way, on this podcast, you can submit questions and we can answer them for you. And there's actually a list. Let me grab my other phone and see if I can find the questions for our friends. But we did a Q&A where we asked folks to send us questions and we would answer them. And I don't have them in front of me, so I can't answer them. But I know... I can't remember off the top of my head. My brain is full. My brain is full. And Ed's drinking his Starbucks coffee. Tell everybody about our deal with Starbucks.
Oh, boy. Well, my wife likes me to drink coffee at home.
Yeah,
I do when I'm home. I do, but when I go out, I buy coffee.
Listen, we have this amazing Keurig, and it has, like, you can make it in a pot or you can make it individual. And shout out to our sister-in-law who got it for us. I think it was one of our wedding gifts. And it is so good. We buy the best, most premium coffee, and it just, it's like straight out of, like, I'm the barista.
You are, and I love your coffee, but I enjoy getting coffee. It's part of my routine when I'm out and about, if I go shopping, when you're at work. And
you go shopping while I'm at work?
Grocery shopping.
Oh, you go shopping while I'm... Shopping. This is his retired life.
I like to get a coffee, sometimes.
Listen, I did the math on how many times. First of all, he buys coffee, and then he sips it, but he doesn't drink it. And then
I'm drinking it right now.
You're drinking it right now.
I'm drinking my coffee right now.
But when you get home, on most days, he has more than half the cup. More than half. Usually full, and he'll like reheat it, and he doesn't drink it. I end up pouring it out, and it's so annoying. I feel like I'm pouring money down the drain.
I don't look at it that way.
Yeah, well, you're not the one pouring it down the drain.
I know. Some days I don't drink all of it, but most days I do.
Most days he doesn't drink all of it. Some days he drinks all of it. It was reversed.
Sorry.
Oh, look, Dirk Bentley's coming, and Ludacris is coming with Ja Rule. We're passing the Rolling Hills Casino, who, by the way, shout out to them. They are so amazing over there, and they are great community partners, and they allowed me to go on stage to introduce Brad Paisley, like, to get the crowd riled up before he came out at his concert a couple weeks ago. How about that?
That was pretty awesome. I would say that's as close as we've ever been to anybody in a concert. It was really good.
Literally, we were so close, like feet away. Like we were taking selfies, and he was in all of them.
He was awesome. Most of them, yeah.
Yeah, and he was so entertaining, Brad Paisley. He at one point he pulled the phone from somebody in the audience, and he took a selfie of it, and then he started going through their Instagram, and he was like, he said, "Dad, I don't know if you've seen your daughter's Instagram, but you shouldn't.
But you don't.
You don't want to." He was great, and he gave away what, like a couple guitars?
Gave away his hat before he left, right? The last set that he played, or the last song, and right. Then he gave away a guitar and a whole bunch of guitar picks he was throwing out to anybody that was close by there in the pit area where we were. Yeah,
it was really neat. He was a great performer.
That way, yeah.
Yeah, he talked to the audience a lot, and that's what I really liked. Like, he was part of, and the lighting was amazing, and the set of it, behind it, the sun was setting, and it was like pink skies. I mean, the photos I got were beautiful, and then it ended up raining a little bit.
It did, but it didn't matter. It was actually really good because it was super warm out there, so it cooled it down a little bit, and then, but it was great. The rain didn't impact the show at all. Everybody was stayed there. You didn't see anybody leaving because of the rain.
Yeah. Shout out to Rolling Hills Casino, Steve the GM. And Eddie, they are a great team, and they bring the best talent to the North State. Oh my gosh, they have so many good folks lined up. It's just, if you get a chance to go out there, very nice place to hang out.
Great venue.
So Barbie, what do you think on this road trip? Let's see what you have to say.
Barbie
here.
Barbie never responds. She doesn't talk.
She never says anything. You don't say anything, Barbie. Nope, she's just looking.
If she does, then I'll know that I've lost my mind. If Barbie starts talking, she actually talks to me, I'll know it's over.
I wish Barbie could talk. Speaking of Barbie, so, like, the Barbie movie is coming out. How excited are you for that?
That's going to be fun.
It's going to be a big deal. So, Ed and I, so Barbie Wilson, our dog, she turned 10 years old last September, and we always have a huge party for her, whether it's on TV or it's at our house. Last year, we had a big party at our house, and we invited all of our friends and family, and we had, like, a hot pink theme, like, hot pink Barbie theme, and I ordered these specialized shirts online. You know how they say back the blue with, like, the back the blue flag? Well, this one said back the Barbs, and it was, like, a pink flag, and it's hilarious, and it's great, and we had so much fun with it, and she had, like, a pink party hat and a pink party dress, hot pink, everything, Barbie pink. Well, then, Ed was getting his coffee this morning, and tell him what happened.
I was walking into the Starbucks, and a lady that was pulling out of the parking lot in her car rolled down her window and said, "Hey, can I take a picture of your shirt? I love it." So I stopped and posed for a photo. Back the Barbs shirt.
She's Back the Barbs shirt. I said, you're going to end up on social media somewhere. Yeah, it's great. Because everybody's excited for the Barbie movie, I think. That's probably why she asked.
I would assume that's probably it. But I didn't go into details that it was really more geared toward our dog. But it is cool. Just coincidental. That
you weren't wearing it just because you're excited for the Barbie movie?
I was excited for the Barbie movie.
You're not just a cop excited for the Barbie movie? Because normally the shirt says Back the Blue, and
we have those shirts too. So.
And I just discovered the song that I played for you yesterday. Mm-hmm. Somebody made a song called Back the Blue, and I really like it. The lyrics are really good.
Yeah, it was good. I have to say I was impressed.
It's on TikTok. I'll pin it for you guys so that you can hear it too. By the way, follow me on TikTok. Follow me on I'm going to do the plug that people always do on podcasts. Follow me on every social media platform you're on. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube, Pinterest. Like, I'm literally everywhere. And I really want to start spending more time with y'all on YouTube. Like, it's a longer form platform. And I historically, I have a pretty large following on Facebook, I think is my... And then second is Instagram. But my TikTok is growing, y'all. My TikTok is growing, and it's getting up there. And I'm getting some good videos out for you. So if you want to binge on some TikTok videos, hey, go to ours. Ed, one of my top videos that has got tens and thousands of views is Ed and Barbie when Barbie was trying to be a canine dog, like a canine unit, and she was wearing her like canine outfit, and she kept telling Ed, like, they're not gonna know. And Ed's like, they're gonna know. And Ed's in uniform, and it's really cute. Anyway, it went viral. Right, Barbie? That was your first viral... Oh, that was your second viral TikTok. Her first one... Tell them about the first one of you and her on the couch that people got crazy over. It was...
Oh, that was the one where we were supposedly leaving her behind kind of thing.
Yeah, it was Katy Perry did a song. What is the song that she had?
I don't remember what it was, but I know that
it was
people thought of, like we were just making fun, but it wasn't anything serious. And of course, we love our dog and never go anywhere without her. We travel everywhere with her, and they thought that we were leaving her behind. And then people started making posts that we were like, that I'll take your dog if you're not going to. And I mean, why in the world would anybody in their right mind think that anything other than the fact that we're just making fun of ourselves and our dog? And
Yeah, it was hilarious. It's a Katy Perry song, and the lyrics are like, I'd be losing you or something. In another life, you would be my girl or something like that. And Barbie's shaking because she's a chihuahua, and they shake, and I put it to the music, and it was the trend that's like the one sentence that broke you. And our sentence was, you can't come with us. Because like, if we tell Barbie you can't come with us to the store or to work or whatever, she gets all sad.
And so, especially this time of year, it's the sun, it's hot. We can't, you know, even taking her out. Obviously, we never leave her in the car, but when we take her with us places, like it's warm for her to be out in our little carrier case, our bag that we carry her in. And so it's...
So we have to make a choice on when
we're home in AC, you know, especially this time of year.
Yeah, so we made a joke about it with the Katy Perry song, and man, it got some serious attention.
People got seriously.
People got mad.
Like mad at this, and like
if you look at my TikTok, it's literally all Barbie videos everywhere. She has her own Facebook page, by the way, called the Barbie Wilson Fan Club. And yeah, I wouldn't let anybody touch my dog with a 10-foot pole. Yeah. She's mine. You don't get to have her. You don't get to take her. It was a joke. Like people, that's my thing these days. Like. People don't know how to take a joke anymore.
And there's no part of that TikTok ever suggested that we were leaving our dog anywhere. I mean, that's the thing that's the silliest thing about it is that there's no part of it. If people couldn't see that was we're being funny and that was a joke, it's just beyond us.
Yeah, you'll have to go follow me on TikTok so you can see it. It's pinned at the top. It's at Nazi Javid. All my social media is at Nazi Javid. Instagram, we post kind of like pictures and stuff that we're doing in life. I try to keep that like a pretty positive place, not a lot of news. Facebook, I do a lot of news. And I do some news on Instagram and some on TikTok. But mostly TikTok and Insta are like my personal life. And then Facebook and Twitter are news. And then YouTube, I have a mixture of both. I have a personal page and a news page. So a lot of social media to manage. But I like it. What's your favorite social media platform?
I really only deal with Facebook and Instagram because I'm old. The Facebook because I'm old. That's just is what it is. I realize that I'm not young, and so that is what it is.
Hey, it's fine. You have Instagram?
I do have Instagram. I don't have a great... I mean, you know, I've about the same amount number of friends that I have on Facebook. Probably follow me on... We follow each other on
Instagram. One time, my dad, the president, like... I don't know what... The president's, like, page came into his feed. And, like, he thought they were requesting him as a... And he's all, the president want to be my friend? I was like, Dad, that's not how it works. But it was hilarious. Oh, my gosh. It was so funny. So we're on our way to see Grandma Mary. She lives in Sacramento now. She's always lived in Southern California, like, forever. So she originally lived in Sac when I went to Davis. And I lived in Sac with her for a while. And then she moved to Orange County, like, I don't know, 20 years ago. And she's been there forever. She recently just moved back to be closer to family, so all of us girls can be around and visit her. And it's so nice because now that I'm in Reading, I'm close enough where I can just hop over for a day or on the weekend and see her. And this is your friendly reminder to call your grandparents, because life is too short. Call your parents. Call your siblings. Make the time. Ed's going to try to make time to see his sibling today, too. His brother also lives in Sacramento, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. So we try to, you know, like, life gets so busy, and I think it's so important that we redirect our focus to family as much as we can.
Yeah, I agree. I don't get to see my brother a whole lot these days because he's gone, and he's also on the road a lot with his work, and so that's equally the other part of it. But, yeah, I'm trying to do that now that my schedule's a little bit different. I'm trying to be a bit more attentive to my family, I guess. Yeah, see my mom and dad every time I'm back on the coast for any type of part-time work that I'm still doing, and to try and see them on a regular basis. Every time I'm there, I don't leave town without going by and seeing them. And
you're a good son, by the way. My father-in-law and I have a podcast on here. I think you should listen to it. He is hilarious. I really lucked out with the greatest father-in-law. Like, he's so funny, and he's so supportive, and he's so easygoing, and he just says it like it is, and I miss that. Like, I feel like today, in this day and age, like, everybody's just, you know, walking on eggshells, worrying about what they say, and who's going to offend, and how are people going to take it, and, like, it didn't used to be like that in the olden days, and so he's in the olden days, and so he kind of just is a straight shooter, and I really appreciate people that are like that.
He's definitely that, my dad.
He'll tell you what he thinks, man, whether you invite it or not, he'll tell you, and he'll tell you the truth, and I like that, you know, I appreciate that. These days, you never know, everybody's, you know, we're all so polite, and we're all, which is good, you know, we want to be polite, obviously, but, like, sometimes you got to be a straight shooter and just say it like it is. Say what you really think. Life is too short.
Definitely.
You're so talkative this morning.
I'm talking, driving, and drinking coffee. So.
Well, then maybe you should put your coffee down.
It is. It's down.
There you go. Thank you. Put your coffee down. Two hands on the wheel, sir.
Always two hands on the wheel. I have two hands on the wheel.
No, I know you do. He always does. He's a cop driver. He drives super duper duper safe. And I am always, like, backseat driving. And I know he loves that. What are some things about me that annoy you?
Nothing.
I mean, that's obviously the right answer. But remember what I just said about being a straight shooter and telling it like it is and being honest?
There's nothing about you that annoys me whatsoever. No.
That's not true. I'm sure there's something.
I mean, there's nothing bit like...
Like, funny, small things. Like, what's a small thing I do that gets under your skin?
I know if I'm ever missing my barbecue equipment, I know exactly where to find it, because she usually has them by the bed and different doors.
Well, don't tell everyone where I keep them. They're my it's my secret sauce attack. It's my... that's all I'm going to say about it.
When I'm traveling...
Ah, la, 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 la. We're not going to let people know the secrets. We're not. That's it. We have to keep some things close to the chest so that it can catch you by surprise.
That's true.
No. Yeah, nobody wants to mess with me because I have weapons and weapons and additional equipment to come on the attack.
Just sometimes I'll open my drawer to make something on the barbecue and I'll be like, I can't find anything.
You can really attack somebody with those. They're pretty heavy, I gotta tell you.
They're heavy. Sharp.
Yeah. I've got, you know.
Sorry.
I have weapons, and I'm not even going to tell you what they are because they're secret. Like, actual weapons, not barbecue. I actually have real weapons. Anyways. Moving on. New topic. What does this say? This blood was poured out for your sins. Oh, it's a red cross. It's a cross. It's a cross that's red. I don't think it was for Red Cross.
No, it was I believe different religions. It was a religious sign.
What are your thoughts on religion?
I don't know. I mean, everybody teach their own. You know, I was born and raised Catholic, but I don't necessarily completely align with all of it. The church part of it, the church going part of it. And haven't found another one that at this point that makes me want to go to church again. So, but I still believe. I have my beliefs, you know, my beliefs in, you know, in God and, you know, and again, to whatever that is to anybody. I don't think that it has to be a particular God. But for whatever that is, whatever that higher power might be for you. But I just, I struggled with what I thought was like the hypocrisy of a person being there, sitting there and telling you all the things that you do wrong. The person that has never been married by way of the religion, doesn't have any children and doesn't have, like, they're just, you know, and to be critical of people and how they operate and how they live their life. And I just think that's got a little more than I could deal with anymore. You know, because everybody's imperfect. There's no perfect person, and we all, you know, deal with our struggles in life. And I just felt like sometimes it was hard to sit there and have somebody that wasn't living anything related to my life being critical of that and who I was as a person. And
I get that.
Anyway, so that's my thing. I have my beliefs. I still believe in God, and I, you know, again, that's different for everybody for what that God represents. But and have my faith that way. But it just means that I just don't do it in a church like everybody else does, or like some people do.
Yeah, and you know, we're very, very, we pray together. You know, we pray as a couple. We are very faith-based in our relationship. It was a huge part of our marriage and our vows. And we are, you know, God-loving people. I do also struggle with, I love a good church, you know, like I love going in. I love a good gospel. I love the inspiration. I love a good, you know, preacher. And like, I love the feeling and I love the vibe, and I'm all about that. But I also got, you know, I also grew up where like my dad is Muslim and my mom is Christian. And so I got to be exposed to two different religions, and they're both very good. And so they both are centered around God and doing good and doing the right thing and being kind to others and being of service. And like, so it's like, if we have two equally very good things, like why should I have to pick one? Why should I have to pick one and say the other one is bad, and pick one prophet and then the other one is bad? So, I mean, I believe in Jesus. This is my life, but I mean, whatever that is, whoever God is, I don't stick to one religious book. I just feel like, I believe in God, and I'm faith-based and faith-centered, and I know that there is God. I've seen God work in my life. I've seen, and like Ed said, whatever that higher power is for you, we pray together, and that's the center of our marriage. And I am prone to, like, when I was younger, when my parents were going through a divorce, I really clinged on to religion, and I found a church that was a Pentecostal church, and I really got deep into that, to the extreme, where I was, you know, we couldn't cut our hair, we couldn't wear makeup, I had to quit cheerleading because my skirt it went above my knee, and we couldn't wear shirts above our elbow, and it was, like, extreme. So I really had to, like, pull myself back and realize, like, okay, I can find a faith-based system and meditation and yoga and God and a religion and a spirituality that works for me. And I work a spiritual program in my life, which I'll talk about in another time. But I definitely see God at work in my life, and that is the center. That's everything. God first for me, every day, all day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Agreed. Barbie says she agrees.
Barbie agrees.
Acceptance of all people, and, you know, to each their own. Like, no judgment. Whatever your belief system is, good for you. And we support you, and we do not judge you. Life is too short to be judgy. Barbie says no judgment.
Barb, she does.
If she was a person, she wouldn't judge. She wouldn't judge.
I don't think so.
No, she would accept. We love everybody, right, Barbie? That's right, she says. She's so cute, you guys. Wait till you see the project. So I don't know if I mentioned this to you. We only have about 5 minutes left. But I, a couple years ago, wrote a children's book. And I just didn't get it published. And so now I'm getting it published. So put it on your list to get on Amazon. I will let you know when it releases. I'm just doing some final tweaks on it, but I'm very excited about it. And Barbie is the center character. Ed also makes a debut. And I have, so it was going to be like your Father's Day gift. Now it's going to be like your birthday gift. Like whenever I get it done, it's going to be your Christmas gift, whatever it is. But the reason behind it is I wanted to encourage people to donate to canine programs in police departments and support their local canine units because they are so very helpful and needed, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely. I think that
he used to be a canine handler back in the day, by the way.
A lot of canine programs these days are all based on donations from different entities or from the public itself. You know, it's an expensive program to maintain because the dogs are expensive and the equipment and training, initial training and upkeep and maintenance and, you know, equipping the officers with suitable shelter for the dogs at their homes. I mean, that's all stuff that's paid for out of the program.
And you know, we have like 3 minutes, but if you could wrap up why canine programs are important for officers and for the community, what would you say?
The dogs are a wonderful tool, as we've seen through all of it, and detection dogs in all facets, whether it be drugs or people. And, you know, we saw the use of canines after 9/11 to find survivors, to find people that are running from the law, to find, you know, there's just, you know, to find drugs, seizing drugs on the, you know, just in all.
And it's a less lethal option, right? It's a less lethal option.
The dogs are trained. You know, there are apprehension dogs. There's detection dogs. There's tracking dogs that all they do is track. That comes from people that are lost in the wilderness. I mean, so there's no search and rescue relies heavily on dogs. And that's all, again, those are all entities that require donations and funding to make happen.
And don't they actually, like, the dogs really enjoy the work, too?
And the dogs very much enjoy their work. They don't understand that it's, they know they're getting rewarded for it, but they are so enthused to please by doing the work and then getting that reward. I mean, they have no idea how great it is because they're, especially when you find somebody, when they're searching for people and find somebody alive, and you know, you're able to save lives that way, and that's, you know, an amazing thing.
And exactly why it's important to raise funds to protect them and get the dogs like the bulletproof or the bullet resistant, what are they called?
They're basically, it's a stab resistant and hopefully bullet resistant vests, but it's mostly that when the dogs have been, you know, the dogs that are apprehending suspects, it helps protect them from getting stabbed in vital areas as they're trying to apprehend a suspect.
And those are very expensive. So consider making a tax deductible donation to your local canine unit. The book is supporting the Eureka Police Department in Eureka, California canine unit, but I'm sure there are canine units where you live, wherever you're listening from, because I know we have listeners all over the world, including in Germany. A lot of listeners in Germany. Isn't that interesting?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They give you the analytics so you can see where people are listening from. So consider making that, and that's a nice gift to give as a Christmas gift too, right? And when you're making, instead of giving someone a physical gift that they just need to find somewhere to put something, you know, just stuff, make a donation to a charity and then give that to somebody as a gift. So like Teensy, my old general manager, used to do that for us at Christmas. She would select a charity, and then she would make donations in each of our names, and then she would give us a card and say, I donated to this organization on your behalf. Merry Christmas. And I loved that because it was an amazing gift to give back that way. Okay, so we're running out of time. We have about 45 seconds. I always ask my friends and folks when they're here on the podcast, because it is called Choose Happy, what's one thing that makes you happy today, Mr. Wilson?
Being here with you and Barb, traveling, being together. I mean, right now our lives are busy. Even though I'm retired, I'm on the road quite a bit, and anytime we get to just be together and not have anything really that we're doing other than visiting family, then that's awesome.
Yes, and I, yes, agree. Same here for me. That makes me happy, traveling with my duo, Ed and Barbie, and going to see Graham and spending time with family. So whatever you're up to today, I hope that you get out there and make it
a great day.
Bye, everybody. Barbie says bye.